T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
The latest rage for kids is driving entire neighborhoods crazy. It's called
Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
That's like an alarm clock.
With Dusty Hera.
Well, you want to woo-woo.
And NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
It's that woo-woo.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080.
They think it's a fad. It's going to go away. It's not going away. It's driving me nuts.
The Fan.
All right, hour number two. And guess what? Coming up next weekend, it's a week away, is the Portland Golf Show, February 22nd through the 24th at the Oregon Convention Center. You can shop the Fiddler's Green, Green Sale Zone. You've got the Tonka Alfa Romero long putt, much more. They got information at portlandgolfshow.com. But you know what? Caller number five right now at 503-250-1080. That's 503-250-1080 is going to be getting a pair of tickets to go to the Portland Golf Show February 22nd through the 24th at the Oregon Convention Center. So give us a call, 503-250-1080. Caller number five is going to the Portland Golf Show. You excited about that?
About the caller? No. We never talk to anybody anymore. Nobody wants to talk.
No, nobody does want to call anymore.
You guys are all scared.
I mean, they'll call to win prizes.
They'll call, but you don't want to talk to us. All you want to do is text. It's so convenient.
I like it.
It's convenient.
It's, you know, 2019, getting with the times.
Yeah.
So caller number five, 503-250-1080. 503-250-1080. Caller five, you're going to the Portland Golf Show with a pair of tickets. Great questions in the football Q&A from hour number one. We got kind of a wide range, and that's what I like about what we were getting here, is we were getting a wide range of questions coming in on the Better You Today text line. But I think the football-related ones kind of stole the show, you know?
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, from hour number one, I loved I liked the Zach Collins one, because that just kind of asked a question that sparked a little conversation about Collins.
All right.
But I really liked the Dabo Swinney, Mike Leach. Which player would you, or which coach would you want your kid to play for?
If you could pick a coach for your son, though, I mean, that's kind of, if you just had to pick one for your son.
Belichick.
Okay.
Do your job. Historian, stay the course. Just one, it's him. For you, Saban, Belichick.
It's really hard.
Jim Bob Cooter. That's mine.
I don't know. I don't know if I can, that's really, really, really difficult. Super difficult.
All right.
Do I got to commit?
Gosh dang it.
Do I have to?
Yes.
I have to commit?
Put a ring on it.
Yeah, it's Belichick.
Yeah. It is the hoodie, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's the greatest ever.
Well, we've got a problem going on right now.
Yeah.
Apparently our phone lines aren't working.
That's not a surprise.
I was just investigating that.
Is it because we got new VOP phones?
I don't know. It worked earlier in the week.
This is going to be an issue for caller number five.
Yeah.
All right. So
this
sorry about
says
that.
Don Belichick. James, dead or alive, though, coach you'd have. Dead or alive. Still Belichick all time?
Dead or alive. Ooh. Bill Walsh is up there.
Yeah, that's going to be very difficult.
Bill Walsh.
Very.
Because you got that mad scientist kind of deal going on, and he's more player relatable.
This is a good one.
Small
market. College, Chris Peterson. Pros, Bill Belichick. That's probably a little bit simpler for me. I would struggle with the Nick Saban in college, because it would be those three are my Saban, Peterson, Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
Saban and Peterson are 1A, 1B.
Yeah, Belichick, Sweeney. That would be mine.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Okay.
Final answer.
Great question, by the way. So thank you. You won a Dustin Cam P1 t-shirt.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. Right now, though, it is 7:07.
What's hot?
Spoken.
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot.
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Brought to you on the fan by Area Heating and Cooling. With more than 30 trucks in Portland and Vancouver, you won't have to wait on Area.
Pay your bills. Pay your dang bills. Where's Rick? Where's Rick? Rick!
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 Rick is our engineer.
Rick's awesome. He is
the man, the
fantabulous, by the way.
Okay. Also, we're going to have a lot of NFL talk coming up this hour because Roger Goodell, is he on the outs with the owners? Stay tuned. And you can win an I'm a Dustin Camp P1 t-shirt in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Oregon picking up the services of grad transfer wide receiver Juwan Johnson from Penn State. He's known for a highlight reel catch against Ohio State, I believe, in 2017.
Is he?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He had a huge catch down the sideline in that thriller in Happy Valley. Last year, he only had 25 catches for 352 yards and a touchdown. Played in 10 games. As a sophomore, though, he had twice the production of that. Look, his career numbers are basically what Dylan Mitchell did last year. So he's 6'4", 225. He's a big dude. You're hoping that he can do amazing things, but Dylan Mitchell by himself in one season put up the career numbers that Juwan Johnson's had. So maybe pump the brakes on this being the savior of the wide receiving core, but it's a good addition.
It's definitely a good addition. I would like to see how he gels with Justin Herbert. I think that's the most important thing going into this offseason is what will Justin Herbert do with these young athletes and what he's going to be able to do with the wide receiver core to be able to create some continuity.
Yeah.
Because he had a connection with Dylan Mitchell.
Yes, he did.
Most definitely. He had confidence in him, and that's where he put the football. Who's going to be that go-to guy? I don't know where he is on the roster.
Also, Oregon Live reporting that Oregon's staff shuffle may include an addition of an offensive consultant, Rob Chudzinski, the former Browns head coach and offensive coordinator in Carolina and Atlanta, may be coming in as an offensive consultant. So stay tuned.
You're as cold as ice.
Blazers' chase of Oklahoma City for third in the West got a little tougher yesterday. OKC adding Markieff Morris on a free agent deal. He was one of the guys released.
Yeah, one of the twins.
Yeah, that was the guy you said right out the gate. When we talked about free agency after the trade deadline, you said Enes Kanter.
Yeah.
And I said, I'd love it if Markieff Morris came. Well, he goes to the team that the Blazers are chasing. That's going to be an uphill climb to catch OKC.
That's a good sign by OKC to do that.
Oh, phenomenal sign.
I still will argue that Enes Kanter is a better sign. He's a toughness. You know, a texter said this yesterday, which I totally agreed, is getting rid of the toughness of Ed Davis was a big difference.
Huge.
Because he was a bulldog off the bench and brought an attitude that Zach Collins will never have. Just sorry. He just doesn't have that kind of he doesn't carry the kind of weight and the key. And his canter's gonna bring that.
Yeah. Yeah. If he doesn't,
he'll just irritate LeBron James. Wait, we only get to see him one more time, right?
LeBron James
one more time. He's already played him three times.
I don't know.
I'll play the Lakers three times.
Yeah, remember at the beginning of the year, it was like they had 15 games against three teams.
Yeah.
It was like Memphis, Lakers, and I don't know. OKC. They've already played them three times as well. But Morris going in, he'll probably slide in and get huge minutes for them. Good pickup. You know, there's going to be a lot of really good free agent linebackers this offseason in the National Football League because this just coming across from ESPN that Brandon Marshall, the linebacker in Denver, will likely be released by the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
He was notified this morning. So you got Brandon Marshall.
Salary dump.
Anthony Barr. Za'Darius Smith. Thomas Davis, the Panthers linebacker, is going to be a free agent. Clay Matthews, aging. K.J. Wright, right up there in Seattle. C.J. Mosley. There's a lot of really good linebackers that are going to be hitting the free agent market, and Brandon Marshall adding to that list. So good draft for pass rushers.
Yeah.
Great free agency for linebackers. Some defenses really could improve this offseason. Has he still got a lot of tread left on the tires? Brandon Marshall.
I don't see why not.
Yeah. It's just tough sometimes with linebackers because they can fall off so quick. They're like running backs, right? They can fall off in an instant, and then all of a sudden they go from being a Pro Bowler to a guy that is relatively useless. You take a lot of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
The NCAA is going to revisit several issues this offseason, but one of them that they are going to be taking a look at is transfers. Transfers are in the NCAA. They're going to either tighten or loosen the ability to transfer.
Tighten or loosen. So what they've done is they put it out there, and then they figure, oh, that's too much. Sorry, but much of bad press. Coaches are winning.
We could see free agency, though. Like, I mean, it could just turn into a free-for-all. Everybody just get approved as long as your school signs off on it. Would you be opposed to that? Or
no, I'm not opposed to any movement for players and men, adults. They're men.
That is true.
They're 18 years old. They're men.
Something tells me the pendulum is shifting enough to where if they want to not pay the players, they need to give them the freedom to move, and that could be the last grab of the NCAA. Yeah.
I mean, they're figuring that scholarship is worth an X amount, which it is, okay? There's a monetary value to that scholarship amount, which is pretty important. Get your degree. But we all know you're not there to get your degree.
No.
Majority of schools that are into that. There are some schools that it's super important to be part of that, and I appreciate that. I'm not saying all of them are. But those top ones, those blue bloods, they're trying for sure to make sure that their boys are all about winning football games. Sorry, men. Stop calling them kids, too.
And like you
that
were
drives
saying,
me insane, the kids.
And like
These
you were
kids.
Saying, Cardale Jones, I'm not here to play school.
No.
You know, there's a lot of guys that feel that way that are going to take in Division I scholarships. Of 85, how many do you think? How many do you think are sitting there going, I'm here to become a professional
20%
football player?
Every single one. Go into any locker room in any Division I school and go, how many guys think they're ready to play in the NFL? You'll have 85 hands in the air, including walk-ons, so you'll have 105. Every single one.
Wow.
Or there's only 1,800 in the world.
Can we simplify this down to stop
calling them kids and boys? Can we call them young men? Is that fair? Is that a good compromise between the two? Because I hear too many prognosticators and scouts call them kids.
Yeah, we can.
Personalities call them kids.
We can do that.
Young men?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah. We can do that. All right, men.
Young men.
Sure. All right, the NBA has hit the All-Star break officially. It is here. One of the best events ever is the Celebrity All-Star Game. I believe that's today. Celebrity All-Star Game. Love this Celebrity All-Star Game. But the last final games of the regular season before the All-Star break saw TNT. You had the Oklahoma City Thunder fall to the New Orleans Pelicans 131-122. Russ Westbrook gets another triple-double, 44 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists. But Anthony Davis left with a shoulder injury, left the arena, completely left, and you got an MRI on it. They called it a contusion. And Alvin Gentry, his head coach, called it a dumpster fire in New Orleans right now, and he just wants to talk about the guys that are with him. Anthony Davis, do you think he potentially shuts it down with the shoulder injury? Because that could be, if you're him, is that what you do if you're Anthony Davis at this time to preserve your, I guess, status? Is that something that you would do? 55305, that's Better You Today text line. Hot and Cool on the Fans brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling. Right now, Area has great discount offers on qualifying equipment from Train. Start saving today at areaheating.com. Adam Silver, could he be in line for a new gig? 716 on the Fan. This is like an all-time feel-good band, Huey Lewis and the News, mm-hmm. right? They got some good power ballad songs. Love them. All right. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell makes, what, $44 million a year? Is that right?
I don't know. It's somewhere around that. Somewhere around that.
Owners continue to sit there and tell us they're happy with what he's doing, and they should be because he makes a bajillion dollars for the NFL. But Ramona Shelburne of ESPN... And this the All-Star Weekend upon us, is reporting that Adam Silver says he hasn't given any thought to inquiries by NFL owners who have reached out to him and asked him to switch leagues and become the commissioner of the National Football League.
PR move. I like it.
PR move?
PR move for the National Football League. Because all they have to do is align themselves by saying they're looking to change and they're looking to try to adapt and innovate and align with what the NBA is thinking. And all they got to do is show that they're willing to have that kind of conversation with somebody that Adam Silver's done a great job. He's 5 years. He's way better than David Stern. So why wouldn't they try to do that? PR. Look what the NFL does. Every single time we think the NBA is going to grab the headlines, the NFL says, hold my beer.
Such as?
Announcement like this.
Oh, okay.
Why does this timing come out? Really? NBA, at this point in time, you're going to sit there and say, by the way, we're going to get you. We're so big time. We're going to take your commissioner. Well, you think you're cute little NBA? Come on, hold my beer for a second while I announce some things.
But the interesting part about this is that, you know, the Ramona Shelburne reporting on this is that it's been years that he's just kind of been turning them down.
Sure.
And she asked him straight up, has anybody else like come to you? And he was like, yeah, tons of Fortune 500 companies and other sports leagues come to me all the time wanting me to run their show. Because this kind of signals to me that, yeah, you're right. There probably is an element of NFL owners being like, yeah, we do need a new PR, because NFL steps in it every single time. Roger Goodell makes it worse. Yeah. I know it doesn't matter, but what these owners are sitting there and saying, it could be better. And it could be. It absolutely could be. Without the, you know, the controversy surrounding and everything to protect the shield, you're not doing a great job when you tarnish it so often.
Well, I'm not going to say that Adam Silver couldn't run anything, because he probably could.
Yeah.
But he's done with the NBA. I think he's created a great PR job with the NBA, but the NBA will never be like the NFL because it's a players run league. It's an incredibly well done players run league.
I think that my belief on this, the NFL owners know that 2021, the players are going to draw a line in the sand and they are going to say,
yeah,
we're going to strike. And the NFL owners are going to be put in a place where they say, fine, we'll just lock you out put it on you. The NFL owners know the best way to avoid that at this point is maybe a change in commissioner and somebody that is likable.
Yeah, this is a joke. This is never going
to
happen.
Wait, hold on. Why don't you think it's ever going to happen if they're reaching out to Adam Silver and trying to gauge his interest in coming and taking over for Roger Goodell? And by the way, this has happened in the previous years where we didn't hear about it.
In the history of the NFL, we've never had a commissioner come from the outside.
Which in the history of the league?
Okay, it's always been somebody from within. Promotion from within. Especially coming over from another league. When you think of the NFL, now not saying this doesn't come from other leagues, but how the NFL works is they have 32 powerful owners. The NBA doesn't have powerful owners. It has guys that, they like it. They know that they succumb to who? The players. The players control the power in this league. There is no way the rest of the players are going to allow David Stern type guy to come back when you have Adam Silver. No way. They would bump him up to $100 million a year if they needed to.
The NBA does, they do have powerful owners too. I mean, billionaires. I mean, they're all billionaires.
I know, but they just don't hold a candle to the way the players control this league. They don't. Look what is happening in New Orleans right now.
And that is one of the things.
Do you think the Benson family, not in the Benson, but I just forgot it. Well, she is a Benson. She took his name.
Yeah.
Do you think she cares one iota about the Pelicans and what's going on?
Well, I'm assuming.
Now flip that to the New Orleans Saints. Where are we at?
Right.
Devastated. Utter chaos. Oh, wait. You shut down an entire city because of one catch. Anthony Davis. Can you imagine if Drew Brees was sitting out regular season games and walking out of games with a shoulder contusion? The difference in PR compared to what basketball means in New Orleans, it's not even in the same conversation.
Well, the Anthony Davis one took over Super Bowl week leading up. That was a big story.
Because it was
the
Lakers, not because it was the Pelicans.
Right, but you have
the Lakers.
Two franchises at completely different stages. One's in a Super Bowl window. The other one is kind of meddling in the middle. Which
players are monsters. They are powerful. They control.
And that is what I think the NFL is looking for, somebody that can help mend the bridge between the players and the NFL owners.
Well, that'll
because
never
right
either.
Now it's completely broken, and it's not going to get any better with Roger Goodell being the commissioner because of the fact of the hardline stances that he's taken over a decade of running the league.
But if a league's on its way to $20 million, what are you trying to do to implement change? What change does the NFL need in everybody's opinion? You know, those of you that are out there that are saying the NFL is the most popular, it's big, it's huge, it's growing in revenue, it's on its way to $20 billion here. What change do you need? What's
player
the
relations, because if the players strike, you lose that.
But
that
that's a false narrative, Dusty.
Why is that a false?
Because they don't believe in player. They don't believe in it. Well, they never will.
Hold on, but you don't hit that $20 billion if your players strike and you lose out on a half a season or a full season of your revenues because you need better player relations.
What everybody doesn't quite understand is that there will always be somebody willing to cross the picket line. There's always going to be guys willing to take your job. You can find football players. You can't find 450 great NBA players. There's like a handful of them. Okay, every single year. You can't live without those superstars in the NBA. The NFL will continue to strive and grow because stars are great, but I can be the New England Patriots and have one guy and a bunch of other guys. I can have, we went through this conversation. How many Hall of Famers are on that team, a history of that during that time? Hardly any compared to what the Steelers.
Yeah.
So as we look further into this, the owners know they hold all the power. All of it. They know it. I've been in these negotiations, man. I sat through this for 8 years of being on that and listening to what every single guy tells. And we all went to the negotiation tables. We all saw how it was interacting. We know the owners are not going to change, and the league knows it.
And I agree with that, but
Adam Silver would have a struggle of a time dealing with the type of people and the type of mentality it takes. Not saying he couldn't do it, but it'd be a wholesale change to the league.
And I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying in that regard, but what I am saying is that the leadership has gotten to a point that the relationship with the players, it's getting contentious to the point where you could lose money, right? With everything that you just said, Roger, it minimizes the role of Roger Goodell right now and his importance when you could bring somebody else in that could still get you to the $20 billion. Roger Goodell has done a phenomenal job of making money for the league. But at this point, the framework is there to get to $20
billion. It's going to grow. It's going to grow no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The NFL doesn't care.
So why have somebody in there that is going to put a roadblock on a season of revenues because the players just hate Roger Goodell so much?
But because that's part of how it works. If you're at a school right now, here's how it works. I'm at the school. My fun PE teacher is Adam Silver. That's the NBA. It's the fun PE class. It's going to give you a couple opportunities, guaranteed an A if you just show up, no problem. Okay, you know what the NFL is? The angry principal with the Board of Education board. Mm-hmm. You hate it, but you know they're at the top. They control everything. They control every facet, and you know you can't live without it because that principal has to be there to lead, and it has to have the firm hand, and that's the kind of league that they want to have. They're going to masquerade and tell you, we're all about player mobility. Yeah. We want that. You make rules like the franchise tag to eliminate the ability for a player to have mobility. You eliminate all these things in these negotiations to make sure you can control the player to the utmost degree. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just telling you, this is how the league is formed. It will never change.
And Adam Silver has knocked down these inquiries from the NFL, and that should be noted here. What I think is interesting is that the league's owners in the NFL have reached out to Silver, gauged his interest, and they want the guy who's got player friendly. He has changed rules and he has changed the way that the game is played and is open to change. And he has been creative with growing the league in just 5 years from $4.9 billion to $9.1 billion in revenues in just 5 years. They're open to that idea and seeing if he's interested in that role. I think that's an interesting story. And I do not disagree with what you're saying at all about.
No, you can disagree if you want.
No, the heavy-handed principle is kind of the NFL's way. But I do find it interesting that the owners are going to the lengths of asking him if he'd be willing to jump leagues. Because everything we've known to this point has been the league is hunky-dory with Roger Goodell, right? The owners have been happy with what he's done in getting them all the money and the way that they're all going. 55305, got a lot of feedback from you on the Better You Today text line. We'll get to some of that. Plus, a favorite in Vegas to land Antonio Brown. Dustin Cam on the Fan. Here's Buck with SportsCenter. All right, 55305, the Better You Today text line.
I like this. Major League Baseball is the crusty old science teacher who hasn't changed his outfit or curriculum in 30 years.
Dude, that is so spot on.
What's hockey?
Hockey?
Hockey is like rub some dirt on it coach.
No, he's the shop teacher.
Wood shop, yeah.
He's a wood
great
shop.
Call. Great call.
Yeah. He's the wood shop teacher.
Wood shop teacher with, you know, 3.5 fingers on one hand, you know, just sitting there.
And still just doing it.
Yeah. He's got like 8 fingers, but he's sitting there going, where are your protective eyewear? You know, and going, okay.
Or as this texter says, hockey's the sneaky foreign teacher.
That's soccer. Come on.
No, it's the French teacher.
Yeah, hockey, wood shop for hockey is perfect.
You know what I'm talking about? Soccer? Doesn't wear any deodorant.
Soccer is the drama teacher.
Oh yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
That's a good one.
All the acting and flopping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what are our other sports?
Tells you how much better the theater is than athletics.
What other sports are important?
Football, basketball. Oh, in Portland? No, I was just
important,
doing other sports.
Important.
Oh, important.
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 Who? What?
Important.
Golf?
Golf is your econ teacher.
Yeah, I was going to go with like a math.
I was going to say he's my geometry teacher.
Yeah.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Very straight laced.
Yeah. And the NFL definitely is the principal hard hand. That's the one that you brought up. And NBA is your fun teacher. Mm. You know, hey.
Yeah, you guys want to play dodgeball today? What do you guys want to do? That's what the NBA teachers always walk. He's like, what do you guys feel like doing today?
You know what? NBA is your art teacher. You know, you do you. Just whatever you feel like.
Hey, where's your heart? Do what your heart tells you. Yeah. Golf could also be the campus security guard, which is just, you know, telling everybody you broke a rule. Hey, no.
And what the specific set of rules are for the campus boundaries and lunchtime and things like that.
Yeah. Lacrosse is the stuck-up AP English professor. That's from P1.
Totally.
Yeah, well. Or...
Oh, tennis is the hot English teacher.
Tennis is definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. What other sports are out there? If golf was econ, Kuchar missed that class. Ooh, where's wrestling? Wrestling...
I would go. I would say it's auto shop because I had. I don't know if they have that anymore.
No.
Maybe like world history with all the kind of the ancient Greco-Roman.
No,
we've already used P. It's going to be close to that.
I'm going. This may sound offensive, but it's a compliment. I'm going custodian because you like them. They, you know, it's the cool custodian, you know, that'll shoot the breeze with you.
Underappreciated.
Sure. Underappreciated, and they do the dirty work.
Yeah.
And they end up dirty at the end of the day. I mean, ringworm, right. Cauliflower ear, let's call it what it is. It's out there.
It's out there.
You're the custodian. The
cauliflower ear. And track, and sorry, folks, track, you're the guidance counselor. Hey, you're just out there to collect a check.
Yeah. Hey, we're bringing him in.
Sorry, you were a guy. You were a track guy. You were a track coach.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was.
You're definitely the guidance counselor.
Look.
Because everybody's coming to you with a problem because you got 1,000 different personalities. You got the boys and the girls. All you're doing is making sure you're herding cats.
When I was coaching track, I said, I understand that some of you are just here to be with your friends and to work
out.
That's
exactly what they're here for.
Don't get in the way of the kids that want to be good.
Oh, so get off the way when the train's coming through. Huh? Get off the tracks.
I said, if you want to just be here with your friends and exercise, more power to you. That's fine. Mm. Don't get in the way of the kids that are actually here to work. And if you want to work, I'll help you out. Let's go. And so that bit, it's guidance counseling.
I hope I didn't trigger the French teacher because my French teacher was awesome and she was nice. But she had an issue. Bad coffee breath. S'il vous plaît.
There's a lot of those teachers out there. Foreign language teachers.
Isn't it amazing?
Or language teachers in general have
bad coffee breath.
Yeah.
But she was cool. She was really cool.
Yeah. Okay.
She made me learn to sing the entire French national anthem, which I can to this day.
Can you really?
I can.
Wow, we're going to have to hear that at some point.
I don't know if you want to hear that.
At some point, we're going
but
to.
But I did to. Get a huge, huge extra credit bonus for standing up in front of the class and doing it.
There you go.
Okay. I'm really glad that we went through this.
Okay, there we go.
Nope, keep going.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
No, eventually this will be...
I'll keep going.
Eventually this will be stakes for a show bet, in which if Cam loses the bet, he has to do the whole national
anthem. Sing the whole national anthem.
In French. I like it.
En français, s'il vous plaît.
Okay.
Je m'appelle Cameron.
As a wrestling coach, I don't know about the custodian. A little offensive.
Why?
Grow up, dude.
You're the security guy then. Because I know, because Jess... At the school my wife works at, he's a security guard. He makes sure everybody's around. He's head wrestling coach. He's not listening because he's working.
Yeah, security is a good one.
Security guy.
But that screws up my golf coach. But golf is definitely.
Guys, this coffee breath is way better than smoker breath from back in my day when teachers smoked. My wife's school had a smoking section. Did your school have a smoking section back in the day? I didn't have a smoking section at my school.
No.
She had a smoking section.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, we had a second grade teacher at my school, Mrs. Reynolds, who would go out to her car and smoke cigarettes during recess and stuff.
Wait, what?
So it wasn't even outside. Yeah.
Hotboxing her own car?
Basically. Huh. I mean, not like, because she couldn't do it like just outside on the playground.
Yeah.
So, you could see it, though. I was like, oh, look at that.
Look at that.
With cigarettes, not with, you know, weed. It wasn't like Spicoli or anything.
You know. Lunch lady. Cafeteria
lady.
Oh,
who's the lunch lady?
Cafeteria lady.
Okay, so you got to
be. She's the cheer coach.
Well, no, that's more of a
Barbie.
Rah-rah.
That's more of a Barbie.
They're not rah-rah.
Yeah, they're more of a Barbie. That's true. We know cheer coach. Softball coach? No, that's not softball coach. Softball coaches are great, too.
Who's the cafeteria lady? So... When I think of cafeteria lady, I think of somebody...
That's some more sloppy joes.
Yeah, is very regimented, will not let you cut in line.
That was a Billy Madison quote.
Abiding by the rules and a little off, right?
Yeah.
A little off.
Yeah, just serve you that hard-paced lasagna. Remember the crispy crust lasagna? Gosh, that was so good.
Rugby? Lunch lady. Rugby.
Okay, that's a club sport.
That text coming in on the Better You Today text line. Well, I mean, we're running out of them here. wrestling should be the ROTC program. Come on. All right, 55305. Keep them coming our way, and we will get to some of the best ones. Coming up next, though, we eventually have to get to the NFL, which I hope we can do at some time. What is the worst score you've ever had and your worst story from a golf course? We brought this up earlier. Plus, who is the lunch lady in sports? Dustin Cam on the Fan.
Lord, I was born a rambling man. This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're giving... when it's time for we had done a weird turn. Cam's analogy was the NFL is a principal and NBA is a cool teacher.
Well, no, he's the cool PE teacher.
And the... text machine got into, well, then Major League Baseball is the crusty science teacher that hasn't changed his clothes in 30 years. So we're giving every sport a high school equivalence. I have one for lacrosse, and it just popped into my mind.
Yeah?
Lacrosse is the vice principal. Lacrosse thinks they're the up-and-comer, thinks they're really important, but really has no power. How many years in a row is lacrosse going to be called the fastest growing sport in America?
It's the club sport. The club sport everybody loves. I mean, it's a great sport.
It's a great sport.
On the East Coast.
It's a good sport.
Been around a long time. It is a good sport. I'm going to say it's a tough sport.
But they try to sell themselves as, hey, here we come.
Yeah.
We're important. They're not.
And they're expensive.
VP.
Yeah.
You get an administrator salary. You get very little power. You don't really do much.
I don't know about you, but in my school, the vice president was always way cooler.
And you are pretty cool. Like, lacrosse bros are cool.
I'm sorry. No, let me rephrase that. I apologize. I meant to flip that. The principal in my school was always cooler than the vice principal because the vice principal handled all the discipline.
Mm, Not at my school.
Yeah, so it was reversed, but it depended on where your school is. But I could see that vice principal now.
But my principal was kick-ass, too. She lived down the street, so we could never have a party.
Yeah, mine was
house.
Mr. Penny. He was awesome.
Miss Lochner, Carol.
Nice.
She was great. Okay, and that's high school. And
my vice principal's name was Stan.
We had three.
Three principals? Vice principals?
Yeah.
God, assistants to the general managers.
See, now you're seeing where when you only have one vice principal, it's different.
Everybody needs a title now.
Three is
where
the
associate athletic director.
See, and that's
how many associate athletic directors are at the University of Oregon?
A bunch. You know, that's why I have three vice principals. They all thought they were equally as important. They're lacrosse.
This is right on. I had the health teacher, better you today, text line. I had the health teacher that was also the baseball coach. He used to bum a dip off me.
Awesome. You went to a country school. We had a health teacher who he called pizza a superfood.
Really?
Yeah.
I had, you know, who did that?
Argue this one.
Oh, I won't, because that's what the nutrition told me when I got to New England. She sat down and said, you can eat more pizza.
Superfood. Got fruits, vegetables, grains, dairy.
When do you put fruit on your pizza? And don't tell me you like pineapple on your pizza. Oh, that's a good point. It is a fruit. It's a good point.
Come on.
Yeah, I totally forgot that one. That's fair. It's the only fruit you put on there. Don't you dare put pineapple on there.
I'm not opposed to it. To each his own. Do I do it by choice? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Not opposed to it. Okay.
Do you have a lounge at your school? Because this guy says the Scrounge Lounge from the Better You Today text line was called the smoking section. We had a lounge. It was an awesome lounge at the school where everybody went to in the middle and you kind of sat around. It was like a big open chairs.
A commons.
A commons. But it was it was specifically the lounge. And if you were cool, that's where you went. And if you were uncomfortable, you'd walk by with your head down as fast as possible if you weren't cool. Did you have that?
No, my school resembles a prison, the high school that I went to. Yeah. It had no windows.
They took the lounge away because they said it wasn't good for student relations. I say name.
Like, are you talking, what kind of relations? Oh, like getting along, like there were fights in there?
No, they just said it was separate from the cools.
Oh, cool and the not cool?
And the not cools.
How stupid's that? Hey, guess what? In high school,
I don't know.
There are cliques. It happens. You think that getting rid of the commons fixed the problem at Cedro Woolley High School?
Didn't.
No. It never does.
Okay.
It never does. Okay. I'm glad that we've gotten this out of the way. All right. Now we're just getting into people complaining about administrators and teachers at their schools. And that's what that's what the Better You Today text line is for, people.
Yeah.
That's what
it's Friday. We're going to take you off the rails. That's what this time is for. It's for you. It's your opportunity to join us, be part of the show. We'll read if it's funny or if it's good or if it's not.
Wait, your wife's a teacher. Are they still having vaping problems at the school?
Are they?
They still do. Like, because vaping, you would see it everywhere.
Yeah.
Like just 6 months ago, it was everywhere. I don't see it as much anymore.
Well, they go out and do it in the cars now.
Okay.
Which is not smart because you're still on school grounds.
That is true.
Not a bright individual to do that.
Mm-mm. No. Well, I mean, look, they're high school.
I think they have them attached to their phones now. Do you see the phone ones where you can actually hook it up to your phone? It's a phone case. You charge it. I'm not joking. You charge it just like a phone case. Ugh. And you can vape through your phone case. Who in the... So, like I said, whatever you need.
We are in a technological age.
I'm just a little bit intimidated because I saw guys die where it exploded.
Yeah, we are in a technological age right now where we are progressing faster than any point in our history.
Yeah. No, true. My dad tells me this all the time. He says, Cam, I'm 82. I go, thanks for reminding me. I know you're 82. He said, suddenly, for my last 20 years, I've never seen anything like it.
And that is, as we progress as rapidly as ever, we are doing it for some of the dumbest reasons ever.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the brain power that we put at some of the dumbest things is absolutely amazing.
Like electronic smoke in your mouth. Does that, am I off here?
No.
I mean, get it. All right. It's better than putting I don't know. Look, I'm not going to get in here to lecture anybody. It's electronic. It's got a battery.
Yep.
What if it blows up?
Well, there's that guy last week where it blew up in his mouth and a piece of plastic got lodged in his throat and he died. He choked.
Right here. Vaping. My niece left her vape pen plugged into my parents' house when they were on vacation. Why? It exploded and caused the house to get on fire.
Oh, my God.
And the insurance, what did he say, the insurance to get rid of that? Yeah.
Wow. Well, they got a new upstairs for free because of the insurance. So what a nice granddaughter to do that for their grandparents. You know, the vape pen explosion, give them a whole new upstairs.
I think if you do look at our history as people from the 1800s to the 1900s, the change that we've had, like this guy said, my grandmother was born in 1877, lived in 1977. You go to work in a house and buggy, next thing you know, guys are walking on the moon. That's a huge change, but you're right. Just the change of what we've seen technology-wise. The innovation.
Well, where we're going to be at from...
Oh, gosh.
From...
What's the biggest change you think we're going to see if I'm lucky to see 80, which is, gosh dang, that'd be awesome. But if there's going to be something that happens or something, well, I keep telling myself there's nothing more that we can see.
So
there's nothing more. Are we flying to Mars? Are we getting on a battery-powered airplane that has no fuel?
You're what, 40, you're 43, 40, 44?
43.
Let's just say over the next 40 years, what's the thing that we're gonna see the most of, probably?
Because you could sit here and say, eventually, I tell fossil fuels, and I go, we got to run out of fossil fuels eventually. Maybe it's not going to happen in my lifetime. So what is the next power energy that we're going to do? Or is it going to be catastrophic? I get on these little tangents, and I look out into the stars, and you look at about where you could be, and it's crazy.
I think it blows my mind when I think about it. Energy related.
I think
generating power is the way that it happens. And
capacitor.
What that will do is it will lead to, you know, like everybody's saying, going to Mars and having people on other planets and stuff. That will be an offshoot of generating power.
Fossil fuels, to me, is one of the biggest things that we need to fix.
And that is where a lot of brain power is at.
Fix it.
And then I also believe, like, disease control, too. Yeah. You know, like cures for cancer and stuff like that. Because... we never talked about this. Yeah. That Israeli think tank that said, was it 5 years they're going to have a cure for cancer, they believe? Was it 5 years that they said? But
how do you make money off of that?
Think
about these.
A cancer vaccine?
No. No, the ones that can, I'm sorry. I'm just opening up a can of whoop butt here.
But yeah, so how do you make money off of it? Well, by selling the vaccine and selling the drug.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
But you know what I'm saying when it comes to healthcare stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well,
the sports show. Sports. Sorry. God dang it. You took me on a bad tangent. Don't do that.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that evil on me.
That's right.
All right. We're already off the rails, but we go even further. It's always awkward, often offensive, exceedingly entertaining. It's our weekend. Would you rather? Next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.